I'm Derek Cardwell, and let's revisit some highlights from our games this past week on KNIA KRLS. We began on Eagle Lane as Apella Christian Boys started Class 2A district play against Albia on Monday with Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.
Another shot misses. Geedings tips the ball ahead, and what a dish and a dime in our drive to the basket presented by Gilchrist Jewett Hardware and Design Center as Geedings with a nifty pass for Tyson DeVries. And now Geedings wide open for three. Yes. The extra pass and the give and go between him and Branderhorst. DeVries crosses over, finds Geedings. Corner three, Van Arendonk. Yes. Nice. Caleb Van Arendonk has back-to-back buckets at the horn. But the answer, and another and one for Dane Geedings. He's over 20 points in the game.
Impressive on the make. Dane just taking off. And
oh, there's another missed opportunity. DeVries gets a second steal. And there's your finisher. Another haymaker thrown by Dane Geedings, who's got 24 points. And for the final contest on Eagle Lane, perhaps the first step in a journey toward ultimate glory in Class 2A. Your final score, Apella Christian 75, Albia 64.
Final score, Apella Christian 75, Albia 64. Next up is in Grimes as the Knoxville girls travel to top-ranked and defending 4A champion Dallas Center Grimes, what was supposed to be an assumed demolition of the Panthers. But apparently, they did not get that email. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA. Hannah Duncan, she'll drive to the basket. Good take by Hannah, and HD scores her fifth point. Abby with the ball now. She'll take the three from the right side. Gets it. Abby Kite just rattles that in. Not a splash down, but she gets her first points. And Knoxville returns to the lead 10-9. Kaichas in between the rings, goes towards the right side, goes towards the baseline, lays it up, scores! She just went there, determined you're not going to stop me, and puts Knoxville on top. 5:28 remaining in the first half. Kaichas falls down, and boy, luckily she kept the dribble. Now Bacorn has it. To Kaichas down the baseline, goes out to Hannah Duncan, three on the way, splash down! At HD three! Just like they drew it up, Abby tips it in from the baseline, and gets it over to Hannah. Here is Kaichas. She'll get it down to Brittany Bacorn. Down the lane. Goes to Anderson. Back to Brittany. Puts up the shot. Count that and put her on the line. Give that assist to Anna Anderson. Kaichas now has it. She'll cross the timeline. 1:57 remaining first half. Abby now towards the right side. Man-to-man defense by DCG. Lob into Bacorn. Bacorn, a wraparound to Anna Butel. Three, splashdown, Anna Butel! Give that assist to Brittany Bacorn and Anna's first points. Anna working on the left side. Cross courts to Abby Kaichas. Catch and shoot three. Good! Splashdown, Abby Kaichas! Her eighth, and the Panthers have their biggest lead at 5:40-35. And Dallas Center Grimes gets it, and Matt Richards says, don't foul. Bickford will cross the timeline, and that will do it. Knoxville gave not Dallas Center Grimes everything they could handle tonight. But the number one rated team in Class 4A wins it by a score of 56-44. Final score, DCG 56, Knoxville 44. The Apella girls hosted Ballard on Saturday in a 4A regional semifinal with Trevor Castle live on 92.1 KRLS.
Here's a drive by Sheckel. Gets it to go and one! Katie Sheckel got bumped by Baumgartner on the way by. Just flipped it up to the rim trying to draw the contact and gets it to go. Apella reclaims a 14-13 lead. 7 seconds to go in the half. Right side Reynolds drives around Levy. Little Euro step. Ooh. Off glass and in. Ooh. Sophia Reynolds beats the first half buzzer and gives Apella a 29-23 lead at halftime. Apella ball looking to make this a double-digit lead. Kennedy Van Vark in the right corner in front of the Apella bench. Now it's Warner, left side Gordon, drives through two defenders, bounce pass to Sheckel, and the layup is good. Sheckel has 14, and Apella has a 33-23 lead just over a minute into the third quarter. Scoop layup, Levy no good. Rebound, Kennedy Van Vark for Apella. Here she comes the other way. Kick out, Harmon for three. Boom! hands it off. Here's a drive. Gordon blocked, maybe partially blocked. Rebound by Warner. And there's her first basket of the game to give Bella a 57-55 lead. Here's the ball game, Van Vark. Boom! On the free throw, and Bella's got a insurmountable four-point lead. Lavey's half-court shot is no good, and Bella survives Ballard in the regional semifinals. Dutch 62, Bombers 58.
Final score, Bella 62, Ballard 58. Our final stop with another edition of the Warcat Series, this time in a Class 4A regional semifinal between Norwalk and Carlisle. With Mike Effner on KNIAKMLS.com, KNIA 3.
Oh, Pearl Brown, open three off the inbound.
There we go.
Pearl Brown, three-pointer. We're tied at six. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the heel.
Good job, Ava.
Ava Carlson put back and won. She'll go back to the line and try to make this a one-point game. Peyton Travis, deep three.
There we go.
Oh, wow. That was Birmingham-type range.
Yep, there you go.
Another long three for Peyton Travis. She's two for two.
There we go.
From virtually the same spot.
That was the ball movement we were talking about, right? Now let's see if we can't get a stop here.
Carlisle will be content to take a 25-20 lead into halftime. Oh, Carlson takes another charge
by Ava Carlson.
So the Warriors, by my count, have taken three or four offensive fouls now on charges, and they'll get the ball back with a chance to tie or go ahead.
I like this, too. Get second touch. It's all right for Bailey to get two touches in a possession. He's going to hit that one.
Oh, long
Love
three-pointer.
It. Love it.
Nothing but net for Bailey.
Oh, Clark for three. There you go.
Braylon Clark with the answer. We're tied up at 37. Look at a screen on both sides.
Right
takes the three.
There we go.
And it's good. Bailey Birmingham, three-pointer. Warriors up 47-45.
Just a subtle little adjustment that Carlisle is giving her that shot, and they should know better. She's got range out to, 28, 29 feet.
And why wouldn't these teams go to overtime? They played two overtimes at Carlisle in the regular season. We're going
to
overtime.
Why not another one, right? Why not another one?
Birmingham in the lane.
Here we go, Peyton Travis.
Long three for Peyton Travis.
There we go!
Five three-pointers on the night for Peyton Travis. The Warriors are up 50-47. Little left-handed pull-up in the lane. It's no good. Carlson's got the offensive rebound.
Clock, hit it.
Yep, got to hit it. Travis
again. Oh!
Peyton Travis with another three. And the Warriors are up by four with 1.5 to go. Good recognition that the shot clock was running out.
Absolutely. And it's going to be the Warrior ball.
Camino loses it. She loses it off her knee.
Final score in overtime. Norwalk 57. Carlisle 54. Highlights from this past week's games on KNIA KMLS.